Saturday afternoon's Jayhawk Conference matchup with the Garden City Brunkbuster Men and the Independence Pirates might have been the biggest mismatch of the weekend, and it proved to be that, as Garden City looking to stay in the top half of the conference standing, still in hopes of hosting a Region 6 playoff game and even the outside hopes of a first-round bye, as Independence came in with an 18-game losing streak, and this was all Garden City in this one. 114-81 as Garden City picked up the big victory here this afternoon. 57 points in the first half, 57 in the second half. You got to love the consistency there if your coach, Rusty Elmore, and he picked up his 13th victory of the year in the ninth in the conference there as Garden City was tied 2-2 early on, and they shot lights out 58%, but they also distributed the ball. When you have three players with at least 20 points, good things are going to happen for you, and that's what happened this afternoon. Jordan Frazier, 23 points and 14 boards, 22 points for Braxton Jones, 21 points, 13 assists for Brody Robinson, and 17 for Charles Chukwu. He was 5 of 7 for line for a guy that's really struggled with line this year, and that's a boost for Garden City as they went 16-26 from line and hit 12 threes. And Thomas, too, with two rebounds away from a double-double. He had 15 points and 8 rebounds. But Garden City, it was a team effort this afternoon. Got great bench production as well as the Brunkbusters shot 58% and picked up the big 33-point win. Independence, you know, they've struggled their 19-0. They played hard but just could not keep up with the Brunkbusters. But it was Corey Curtis Jr. What a performance he had. One of the best performances might be of the conference this year with 36 points this afternoon on 14 of 24 shooting, including 4 of 8 threes and 4 of 5 from the line. Independence 1-19 on the year, and 19 in a row they've lost, and they remain winless and at the bottom of the conference standings at 0-14. But as Coach Elmore said in the post game, it's going to be a tough task at the Beaver Dome on a Wednesday night. Pratt may be coming into today 3-10 on the year, but they are going to be a tough out. It's actually 4-9 on the year in the conference. They're going to be a tough out at home on Wednesday night.